This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. There's a question on zakat on advanced rent deposit. Many of us, when we are taking a property on rent, we need to make a short-term payment, a temporary payment as a deposit. And if we are going to stay there for an 11-month contract or a 3-year contract, a short-term temporary contract, then we need to pay a deposit amount. So here, once again, we divide our rent deposit into two categories. Those rent deposit, those advanced deposits that we have made, which could be temporary in nature, and those which are permanent and long-term in nature, which means you know that you're not going to get the money anytime soon. For example, you admit your child into a school and you make a rent, an advanced deposit. And you know that this money is not going to come back to you for the next 12 or 15 years. So that's a long-term scenario. The treatment will be different for both of them. If it's a temporary deposit, which is a short-term deposit, and you know this money is going to come back to you in a short period of time, in this case, if your entire wealth along with this rent deposit is meeting the nisab, then you will have to pay zakat on this amount. So you will pay zakat on the rent deposit that you have, because it is meeting, it is for a short-term period, and you know that this money is going to come back to you. However, if it is a long-term scenario, in such a case, the wealth is not under your control, you do not have a possession of it right now. So whenever you receive the money and you complete 1 year on it, pay it after the possession, and when 1 year has completed on it, you pay 2.5%. So in short, we broke it down into two categories. We said that any advance deposit would either be temporary in nature, short-term in nature, which you are going to realize it in a short period of time, or it is going to be permanent or long term in nature. If it is short term in nature, then zakat is due on it every year. And if it is long term in nature, where the wealth is not under your control, then you wait for the money to come to you, and whenever the money comes back to you and it completes 1 year in your possession, you pay zakat at 2.5%, and Allah knows best.